Let's take a break from the news now to talk about cranberries. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, only a couple weeks away, but cranberries are already filling the store shelves. So here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been experimenting with a couple of different ways of cooking with them. Hi, Kathy.
Hello there.
So is it hard to cook with cranberries?
It absolutely could not be easier. The thing that throws people off is, you know, they're so tart. They're a very, very tart berry. So they need a balance. They need a little bit of sweetness. You wouldn't just bite into one raw. Some people do. But I mean, it's super tart, super good for you. And I was having so much fun experimenting with these cranberries that it occurred to me that we need to eat these more often than Thanksgiving because they are so good.
I have cranberry sauce year round instead of applesauce.
It goes beyond cranberry sauce.
It does.
Absolutely. So one thing to be aware of is that they are in season from mid-September to late November. So what I do is I find them fresh, I put them in a sealed plastic bag, and I throw them in the freezer, and I can cook with them all year. They'll last for 6 to 8 months in the freezer or 2 weeks in the fridge. But one of the most fun things was trying to play around with cranberries in a savory dish. Mm-hmm. So I came up with, at first I wasn't sure about this, it's a pan sauté of chicken, cranberries, tangerines, and potatoes. This is one of those one skillet dishes where your whole dinner is in one dish. You only have one dish to clean at the end. And to me, the flavor profile is sweet, sour, and savory, and in all the best ways. You saute the chicken pieces with fresh thyme and rosemary. You add bits of potatoes and onions. And then the cranberries add this tartness and add a little bit of honey and tangerine juice and tangerine sections, and it all kind of cooks down into this gorgeous sauce.
There's something so nice about having a savory dish with that little, you say tangy, but also sweet.
Exactly.
A little bit of sweet.
It's a little bit of everything.
It's like an al pastor taco with some pineapple in it.
I like it. Exactly, right? You get the zing of the cranberry, but there's also red wine in there, so it's comforting, and it's like the kind of dish that you could eat on a Tuesday night, or you could serve at a dinner party.
By the way, I just got all excited, but the wine cooks off.
The wine cooks off, for sure. You got all excited.
And I have to say, with deference and such affection for NPR Susan Stamberg, who we love,
yes,
this is not Susan Stamberg's cranberry relish. This is amazing.
This is a whole other thing. You will find my recipe that we give every single year for my cranberry sauce, which uses fresh pineapple, toasted pecans, fresh ginger, cranberries, maple syrup, and orange juice. Takes you about 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer.
It's an NPR cranberry smackdown.
It is a smackdown. Susan Stamberg, I believe, puts horseradish in hers.
Yes, it's a whole
I do
other,
not. But, you know, the thing that's super interesting about cranberries is that they are native to North America. And most people think that they're uniquely American. But in fact, they're now grown all over the world. The story goes that the pilgrims ate them their first winter here. The pilgrims ate a whole lot of things.
They're good for you, too.
They are so good for you. It turns out they're another one of these foods.
Superfood.
Superfood, exactly. Loaded with vitamin C, antioxidants, really good for your gut, promotes heart health, and a half a cup of cranberries is 25 calories. So you get this pow of flavor and that gorgeous maroon color. Mm. I mean, you throw some cranberries on a holiday salad and you put your cranberry sauce out and your Thanksgiving plate comes alive with that beautiful maroon color.
And your tablecloth is ruined.
Every year.
You have also something for dessert.
I've gone to the sweet.
What is this?
This is a hazelnut cranberry turtle bar sprinkled with coarse sea salt. You need a candy thermometer. I will warn you that because you make a caramel. Other than that, it is very simple. It's a very simple crust that you bake ahead of time, and then you cook up a caramel with some butter and sugar and add fresh chopped cranberries, and you add the hazelnuts, and you let it cool. And this also, okay, when you're planning your Thanksgiving, you can do this and pop them in the freezer and take them out on Thanksgiving Day, and you have a dessert all done. Isn't that delicious?
Mm-hmm. You know, it does taste like turtles, those little chocolate turtles, that's what they're called.
I thought you meant like a turtle.
That's
awful. It's called a turtle bar.
A turtle bar. It tastes like those chocolate turtles with nuts, but it's hazelnut, cranberry, sea salt, phenomenal.
Yeah, But the cranberries really, I mean, of course, there's butter and sugar galore, but you've got those healthy cranberries in there as well. The other thing that's very cool about cranberries is the way that they grow. They grow in bogs, a word I love, and they grow around here, all over southern Massachusetts, the Cape. There are kettle ponds all over the Cape. They're found on the islands. And
kettle ponds, their source is, they were made by glaciers.
Exactly. Sorry, they are sandy. They have a ton of clay, and it's the perfect environment for cranberry vines to spread. Cranberry bogs are, you find them in wetlands and swamps. When you drive out to the Cape, I always look forward to this. I'm like, there are the bogs, the cranberry bogs. And there's so much history there.
Okay, so if people want to try some of these things that we've got in front of us, they can go to hereandnow.org, get the recipes, and
we'll put pictures
take a look
of bogs.
At pictures.
Yeah.
Kathy Guntz, thank you.
Thank you.